Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
My name is Magnus Janssen. I'm the creative director at Massive Entertainment on Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Yeah, I know you guys have been working on this project for a very long time. For those that don't know much about the story of this game, tell us a little bit about that.
So
the
story of Avatar Frontiers of Pandora is a brand new creation. It follows a completely new set of characters on the Western frontier, which is basically a new continent, a part of Pandora that we haven't seen in the movies. So we created this together with Lightstorm Entertainment, the creators of the movies. So it's really a co-creation where we wanted to expand and go deeper into new areas, and that includes new clans, completely new cultures that you've never seen before. And at the center of the story is you, and you are a child of two worlds. Mm-hmm. What that means is that even though you are Navi, you're born on Pandora, but you were raised by humans in a secret program where they wanted to create ambassadors. And that means that you've never set foot on Pandora, really. You've never connected to Awa. You don't know anything about your world because the humans basically took you away from that world. And that's how you start the game, by going into Pandora for the first time.
So the timeline in this between the movies, is it a prequel? Is it during that time too of the movies or what?
Well, it actually takes place at the same time as Avatar The Way of Water. So it really is when you were... when you were taken as a child and put in, enrolled into this the ambassador program, as the RDA called it, the euphemism, that was before even the first movie. But then as you grew up there, and some events happened, I won't spoil too much, but then when you basically, when the game starts, that is when the RDA comes back, the same way that they come back in Avatar The Way of Water, they come back again after... Jake Sully kicked them out at the end of Avatar 1. Mm-hmm. But when they come back again, that's where our game starts. So we are at the same timeline as the new movies.
Yeah, I mean, the world looks really, really big. And plus, this is first person, right? First person. So how can, if there's places that I would like to check out, that's nearby, because I see a lot of locations up high and low. Is that something where you could do it yourself by climbing? Is this, do you need special items in order for you to get to those areas? Or no? Well, it looks very, very big, the world. So
the world is enormous, and and it's very detailed. Mm-hmm. And so the first-person perspective, I feel, is the best for really examining something in great detail. You're going up really close and having a real close look at it. And so that's from the very, very small, intimate scale. But then, as you say, you can see... for miles and miles, and you see a distant floating mountain. Mm-hmm. And, well, to get there, you have the best tool at your disposal, in my mind, which is the Banshee, which is your personal dragon, or Ikran, as the Navi call it. Mm-hmm. So you will find and bond for life with your own personal dragon, the Banshee. And with that one, you can fly anywhere. Anywhere you see, you can fly, jump off, anywhere, you can go anywhere, at your heart's desire. And that's the strength of the open world. Mm-hmm. And that's the strength of the Snowdrop engine and the way the world we've created. And it's really, it's all about that freedom for you to decide where to go on Pandora, which is where the games shine compared to the movies.
And I know this is two-player co-op, so is
well,
that,
you can play in co-op. You don't have to play co-op.
You don't have to. You don't have to. But is that something where they're bringing their own character, or they're just a character that's from my side of? Well, the profile, how's that going to work?
Any player, you create your character at the start of the game. So you create a character customization, you choose your body type, your voice, and so that you're comfortable in who you want to be. And that's what both players do. Then when you connect and it's got crossplay, from any
also
platform
it has
you want.
Crossplay. That's awesome. That's really good.
So, cool. if it's a supported platform, you can play together. Mm-hmm. And then you play together, you can go through the main campaign, you can just fool around the open world. Anything you want to do, and then when you go your separate ways, all the progress is saved, and you can just keep on playing, on your own if you don't want to continue in co-op.
I love taking my time, like games like this, doing side quests. What type of side quests are we gonna get to see in this game? If I want to take a break from the story,
well, there's all kinds, and I think one of the best parts of really the optional content it's up to you if you want to engage with this. It allows us to go deeper and into the periphery of Na'vi culture, of Na'vi lives, the quirkiest characters and the most esoteric details of Na'vi life that you get to explore in all the side content. And that's really, I think, because we created these clans together with Lightstorm, really in quite detail with what do they live off, what's their practices, what do they what's their structure, what's their food, etc. So really these are quite well developed worlds that we did together with the experts that are so deep that we couldn't possibly cover them in the main campaign.
I noticed during the presentation, you showed a couple like locations, and I noticed the environment is different, weather is different. Mm-hmm. Is that going to affect your character based on, like, let's say the area is maybe too cold or hot, or how's that going to be for that?
Yep. So the region or the Western Frontier, basically we can, it's roughly divided into three.
So it's three regions.
There's lots of sub biomes, and even a region has great variety within it. But really, from a top, a 10,000 foot view, which is probably as high as you can fly. But like, it's three regions, and there, yes, there is a big difference in how it feels, and even in gameplay. Mm-hmm. This was a big important thing for us. It's not just like a visual refresh when you come to a new region. Mm-hmm. Because in addition to it having new flora, new fauna, which in itself changes the gameplay, the new clans, which once again, new characters, new gameplay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the environment itself, when you get to the upper plains, it's much windier. It's big open country, the rainforest, like it's quite, you're under the canopy a lot of the time. It's when you get to the what we call the upper plains, which is grasslands country, big sky country, the winds are much more prevailing. If you fly your Banshee there, you get these wind boosts that you don't get anywhere else in the other regions, because this is the windy region.
So that would affect your flying too, right? If the wind gets really rough? Oh, man. Okay. All right. So I got to get ready for that. Anyway, so when is this is coming out officially, official date? Because I know that was the first time you guys announced this.
We're super happy that this December 7, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora is releasing for PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series, and PC.
Awesome. And again, crossplay, which is great. Great to hear, man. But thanks a lot for the opportunity, the interview.
It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Awesome.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.